Welcome to the Men on Purpose podcast, featuring dynamic conversations with emerging and established visionary men on purpose. Thanks for joining us today as we celebrate the men on purpose who are committed, creative, courageous change makers all around the world. Now, here's the host of Men on Purpose, Emerald Greenforest.
And welcome to another episode of the Men on Purpose podcast, where we celebrate men on purpose and provide our listeners with wisdom and immediately actionable steps to be more purposeful, powerful, and positive in their impact and their leadership. This is your host, Emerald Greenforest, and today we have our very special guest, Chris Burns. Since growing up lost, numb, and disconnected, hitting rock bottom, and winding up in a very scary place years ago, Chris Burns has now invested well over 10,000 hours into the fields of communication, business, and leadership. Now, Chris coaches entrepreneurs and leaders to overcome obstacles and eliminate self-sabotage so they can build better businesses and make a bigger impact. He's spoken at more than 90 live events across the U.S., and since last year, Chris has interviewed over 300 inspirational role models, myself included, influencers, and leaders on his weekly 12-hour straight live-streamed marathon and podcast called Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self. And I have to say, before I welcome Chris onto the show, I met Chris before he was Burn and Learn Chris Burns, and I have watched him develop and explode in his own leadership and his own capacity to show up and serve. And so it's such a pleasure and such an honor to not only be witness to that, but also to have you here on the show, Chris. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Emerald. I appreciate you. This is absolutely a pleasure for me, and I'm excited to deliver massive value for your listeners and really bring it home.
Yeah, well, we have that expectation, baby.
Yep.
We have some high expectations for you. So I want to start, Chris, by let's have a little of your backstory here about how you got called to study communication, leadership, business, and to ultimately distill it into the work that you're doing now. I want to hear about, you know, kind of the times where you were in that hole and the experience that you had around the awakening, the calling, the getting oriented and aligned so that you could become the greatest possible self that you are now.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm in seventh grade going into a new school, right? Brand new school district. I don't have any friends who came with me. And I feel out of place. I feel like nobody understands me and full of resentment because my parents made me go to a new school district and have to start all over again. From that point forward, I made it mean that I was an outcast. I made it mean that I didn't belong and nobody really was like me. So I found my fulfillment through video games, and I played video games for hours and thousands and tens of thousands of hours. And I got into this mode of, I want to be the hero of the story. That's where I found fulfillment. Out in reality, in the real world, I felt like small, shrimpy, scrawny, nobody really likes me. You know, my parents, they're just being parents. They don't like really love me. I had all these doubts and insecurities about myself. So I found a way to numb that and to hide from that through drinking and partying and going to raves and doing drugs. I hit my rock bottom moment while I was in college. And I went to a rave and I got arrested. And next thing I know, I'm in San Bernardino County Prison and I'm sitting on my bunk, and luckily the charges were dropped. Case was dismissed. I got the slap on the hand. I was being young and dumb and foolish. But it was in that moment where I said, I am throwing my life away. I am being a disappointment and a disgrace to my parents. And I'm really not showing up as my greatest possible self. And these are the consequences. Chris, you reap what you sow. Now, what did you do to get here? And how are you going to make sure that you never wind up in this place again? So it was in that moment I made a defining decision, because I saw the consequences. I saw the cost of my actions. And I said, I'm not going to be this person anymore, because it causes my heart to break. It causes my family's heart to break. And I just don't feel good. And I believe that we're guided to feel good. I believe that we're guided by our source or internally to feel great, to feel amazing, to feel joyful and happy and fulfilled. And I totally wasn't there. So I started turning my life around, and I started going to Toastmasters, speaking on stages. Then I started my coaching company about 4 years ago, started a show to interview people to find out the secrets of life, like what makes people happy and fulfilled in their greatest possible self. And that brings us to today.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, so for you, you got clarity in a moment of really like a come to Jesus moment.
Yeah, so devastation.
And so I think clarity is one of the most important marks of a man on purpose. So I want to talk about, you know, what was it that actually called you to set yourself on the path of speaking, like, and becoming, like, we hear the backstory of like, okay, I'm making new choices. I'm not going to be doing this stuff anymore. But you could have decided that, okay, I'm going to be a, you know, French chef, or I'm going to be a, you know, a rocket scientist or whatever. I mean, you were still young enough at that point that you could have chosen a variety of different paths. So how did you get the clarity to put yourself into the role of somebody who is really now a motivator and a leader and a coach for other motivators and leaders?
So I grew up with a lot of insecurities about public speaking. And I joined Toastmasters to overcome that. At the same time, I had joined a network marketing company to get myself onto the right path, to discover about this entrepreneurship thing, to do personal development. I learned about Jim Rohn and Tony Robbins and Les Brown. I learned about these amazing, inspirational people. And I got this seed planted in me that said, if they can do it, I can do it too. And I started seeing these kids in my network marketing company, 18-year-olds, 20-year-olds, making six figures. And I had gotten my electrical engineering degree, but I was like, well, I'm going to have to work a 9-to-5. That doesn't sound fun. That doesn't sound exciting. That sounds like me getting put into a cage and having to live as a slave for the rest of my life. And that is not what I stand for. So I'm going to do the exact opposite and help myself become free by studying people who become free, who teach that, and then help other people become free and fulfilled and inspired and live their purpose. And when I'm doing that, then I'm living my purpose, and I know everything will come full circle, and the seeds that I plant in others to help them achieve greatness, I know I will achieve my greatness as well.
Beautiful. All right. So let's talk about courage now, right? Okay. Because there you were, in jail, having your moment, making a choice, which is super powerful. And we'll come back to choice in a moment. But you made the choice, and then you have to have courage. I mean, I really believe that you have to have courage in order to be able to stay committed. And so one of the things that's fascinating to me is that you've got this thing that you're doing where you're doing 12 hours of live streaming. Like, that is a commitment, dude.
Yep.
Yeah. So I want to talk about courage. I want to talk about choice. I want to talk about commitment. I want to start with courage, though, because what I heard in your story is you recognized at some level that you were breaking hearts, including your own, right? So courage is from the heart. So what are the things that you learned to do besides kind of filling your mindset with freedom-based thinking? There's also this emotional piece that has to be brought online. And so how did you gird your own heart for moving towards what felt good, moving towards this calling that you were getting? What were some of the things that you did internally that maybe some of our listeners could use a little leg up in that area, around specifically around courage? Because I think for men, being emotionally intelligent and emotionally expressive is one of the, you know, things that we're working now to dismantle for most men. So what can you offer to us around this courage?
Yeah, this was huge for me. The first part that I noticed is I was surrounded by a culture and a group of friends who did not encourage vulnerability, who did not encourage transparency and authenticity and deep down true feelings that we're afraid to share. That was not encouraged. That was suppressed. It was, you know, shoved down because that was, it was not manly. And so I
recognize that in quotes.
Right. In quotes. These are in quotes. So I recognize that, you know, one, it's the people who I'm around who I have to start shifting my circle. That's why I joined Toastmasters. That's why I started going to personal development events and investing my time, joining like the crew and helping on the back end. So the number one thing I always recommend for people to get more courage is to start volunteering at a bigger capacity than just a standard participant or member. So find seminars, find clubs, find things that you want to be a part of, organizations, whatever it might be, and see how you can step up in your leadership to take on more responsibility. When you have the practice of doing bigger and bigger responsible things, then you will be more and more courageous to take on anything that life throws at you. So that's number one. And also in that pursuit, you will get around better and better people. Now, an aspect of courage is also learning to limit and set boundaries for who you're willing to spend and invest your time with. Toxic people, you want to minimize the time. There might be friends or family or people who you absolutely love, but that doesn't mean you have to spend every day with them. It might only be once a month or once a quarter or once even a year, depending on how toxic these people are and how committed and dedicated you are to your purpose. And you know that being around these people really doesn't serve you. It brings you down. It sets you back weeks. So really just make sure you know when you're around the right people like Emerald, like myself, you get lifted up and inspired to be your greatest possible self. So set those boundaries. And also, on the other hand, set the boundary and the discipline of hanging around and spending time and investing time with people who are going to lift you up, like Emerald and myself. So I'd say those two are a couple of the things that I did that were super, you know, difficult for me to cut people out of my life and say, hey, I can't spend any more time with you or whatever it might be. Like, I can't spend as much time with you. Hey, if you're not willing to get into this and do this, this is my purpose. This is my calling. If you're not willing to do it, then, you know, we'll have to find some other time to hang out. I don't know when it's going to be, but this is who I am and this is what I stand for. And that takes courage.
So powerful. Yeah. I was going to ask you to kind of give us the script, but you just did. Like, you were very clear in owning for yourself what your purpose was. And that to me requires a huge amount of courage. And then to be able to communicate it fearlessly, like, that's double the courage, right? So thank you so much for sharing that, because what I want my listeners to really hear in that is it really requires this commitment within to your own purpose, to your own calling, and then a huge amount of discernment around how am I going to fulfill this in a way that is energy efficient and joyful and profitable and all the things, right? When you fulfill your purpose, there's all those things that, you know, are kind of the markers of being on purpose. How am I going to do this? Who's here to help me and who's here to pull me down? And to be like really incredibly precise in the cutting away.
Yeah.
Of whatever's not serving, including family members. So,
One of the things I also wanted to mention that really gave me a lot of courage that I did is developing a discipline of getting uncomfortable. So life trains us, education trains us, society trains us to be comfortable for things to be easy. And the more we can get ourselves into uncomfortable situations, like working out or going on long runs or doing exercise or, you know, doing mental exercise, having conversations that are difficult, the more empowered we will be. In the beginning of my journey, I was really afraid of talking to women. So I set myself a challenge to go ask 50 women at a local college, Cal State Fullerton in Southern California, for their phone number. And I wouldn't allow myself to leave the campus until I had asked those 50 women, right? So it took me a lot of time to get up to that point. That's a pretty big example of doing that. And it can start as simple as taking a cold shower, right? Instead of having a hot, nice, comfortable shower, get into the uncomfortable cold. It actually has a lot of health benefits in addition to that. And that's just another example of what are the micro decisions that you can make to take the stairs instead of the elevator, to park far away at the end of the you know, parking lot so that you walk farther and do the thing that's uncomfortable so you train yourself to thicken your skin. Because I believe a lot of men have a challenge with expressing their feelings because they don't know how to thicken their skin in an empowering and uplifting way. A lot of times their skin is thickened through the beratement, through the discouragement, through the disempowerment of the people around them. And so they're unwilling to become vulnerable. And we don't want that byproduct. We want the byproduct of, hey, I have thickened my skin and I know that I'm valuable no matter what anyone says. And I'm also willing to, you know, share my heart with people and say what I'm truly feeling.
All right. So I just have to pull out that moment of brilliance right there before we go to the break. When you understand that you are valuable and when you own that you are valuable, then it's easy to be vulnerable. Boy, so good. Oh my God. All right. So we're going to be back in just a moment with Chris Burns. But right now I want to thank all of our listeners who are downloading, rating, and reviewing. We've already had thousands of downloads from all over the world. I want to shout out this week to our listeners in Denmark. Hi, Denmark. Thank you so much for downloading, rating, reviewing. And we will be right back in just a moment with Chris Burns, who is the Be Your GPS coach and is a podcaster, and we will be right back to have a little bit more of a conversation with him about some of the things that we talked about before around choosing and around creation. So we'll be right back in a few moments.
The Men on Purpose podcast is brought to you by the Creative Age Consulting Group. Men, are you ready to take the leap and go deep to discover the most meaningful mark you can make with your life? Is now the time to consciously craft the legacy life you want to lead? Are you already a legendary leader looking for your big what's next? Creative Age Consulting Group is hired to help men just like you to gain clarity, create consciously, and commit courageously. Please visit timetomakeyourmark.com to apply for an invitation-only consultation. Be sure to apply for a consultation today if you have been inspired to receive support in serving your purpose and making your most meaningful mark. Once again, that's timetomakeyourmark.com or click on the link in the show notes for access to the application.
And we are back with Chris Burns. Chris is a coach and mentor. He is also a podcaster. You can find out more about Chris at beyourgps.com. Be sure to check out his 12-hour marathon live streams that he does on a regular basis. And as we come back here, Chris, I want to talk about commitment because, holy cow, that requires a lot of commitment. So you were talking before about challenging yourself. And so this is a challenge. It's not comfortable, I'm sure. I'm sure there are times where you're like, damn, is 8 hours up yet? Can I just quit for today? I mean, that's like an epic challenge to show up and be literally performing for 12 hours at a stretch in these shows that you do. So I'd love to have you talk, first of all, about kind of the creation process. Like, where did you get the idea to do something like this, right? And then secondarily, the commitment process for you.
Beautiful. So me and my business partner, we have a mindset in Burn It Up Coaching and Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self that we like to think bigger. And so one of the things that we were doing, we were focus on expanding our network, focus on partnering up with more people and helping them spread their message and growing our companies. So we said, well, why don't we do an interview with someone and help them promote their webinar? And we said, okay, do we want to do it just like an hour or 2 hour show? And I said, no, let's do 12 hours. Let's make this thing freaking epic. Let's promote it all day long. You know, Facebook's popping up notifications on people's feed all day long. And then at the end of the day, we're going to be doing this interview with the guy who was doing a webinar the very next day. So we did that and had thousands and thousands of views, comments, likes, engagements, all of it. It was amazing. And about 3 days later, me and my business partner are looking back at what we did and we're like, this is interesting. This is different. This is unique. It's special. And for people who are building a brand or a business, look for what is special and unique. Don't try to be the best. Don't try to be, you know, the person with the most downloads or the most money or the most clients or whatever it might be. See what is different and unique and special about you and find ways to celebrate that. For me, I love challenging myself. I love making it a game. I love pushing myself to the limits, the endurance, right? How far can I go? Can I do 24 hours? I'm probably going to do a 24-hour marathon at some point. But it's really just looking for those secret ingredients that you have that you can put together unlike anyone else. So we said, this is awesome. This is our secret sauce. Let's master it. And we decided to start doing it on a weekly basis. So weekly 12-hour live streams. And then we came out with the podcast and it became an every day of the week show. And it's just like the process is, how do we reach more people? How do we help ourselves become our greatest possible self, get more clients? And how do we help more people become their greatest possible selves? And podcasting is like the way to do it. I love empowering people and reminding them to create their own podcast, to create their own channel, to start making videos and content, because you are the only person who has your voice, your experience, your message. So make sure you own it and really refine it, because that's the one thing that will last with you for the rest of your life. Your brand follows you everywhere. Your reputation follows you everywhere. So start cultivating it right now.
Yeah, beautiful. So what I heard there was the creation process. Basically, it came out of the blue.
Totally.
We love out of the blue. Like, one of my favorite places to get creative ideas is from out of the blue, right? Men on Purpose podcast also came out of the blue. Like, I did not have those words until the moment I made the decision I was doing a podcast. And then it just like literally fell right out of the blue. And there it was. And that it's something that is unique and is a little bit different. A lot of people look at me and like, why are you doing Men on Purpose podcast? Because you're a woman, right? So I hear you on that being unique and being different. And what I also love about this creation that you've created, this 12-hour chunk of time, in a world where we are like making things like attention is so fragmented and minimized, to make the commitment to a 12, like by the end of 12 hours, it probably feels like 12 days have passed, right? To have that level of energy all pouring in to that container for that distinct and extended amount of time is super, super powerful. So, yeah. And what I'm hearing on the commitment side of things there, Chris, is the commitment for you is to be your greatest possible self.
Totally.
And
totally.
So
how do I represent that? How do
whatever you're doing to serve into that commitment, it's less about the specific creations, because maybe you'll evolve out of this at some point and create something else that's even more epic, right? The 24-hour marathon, whatever. It, the commitment that I'm hearing is to your calling and to being your own personal greatest possible self. So you're literally the model for your brand.
Yep.
So let's talk about coaching.
Okay.
Because clearly, you know, you are a coach, but I am quite sure that you also have gone places for coaching and mentorship yourself. Totally. So I'd love to have you talk about the value of coaching in your own life and maybe give a quick success story about one of the people that you have coached.
Cool. Perfect. Yeah. So I wouldn't be here without coaching. And I believe that we're able to be coached by everyone around us, because coaching is feedback. Coaching is an external perspective to help you get where you want to go, to solve problems, to be better. So I believe our parents are coaches to us in a way. Now, I also believe that there's a ton of value in paying a professional coach who can get you specifically from point A to point B. That's a completely different kind of coaching and completely different value, right? So I want to make those two distinctions. I believe we get coached by our teachers, by our parents, and all that kind of stuff. And they may not have gotten trained to be effective coaches, but they do it because they have to. They have to, you know, teach people how to be better and succeed to get good grades or to, you know, grow up and be good human beings. So coaching is so, so, so valuable. And I wouldn't be here without it. I could read books all day long. I could listen to podcasts all day long. I could even go to seminars all day long. Nothing has transformed me like the power of one-on-one coaching. And the in my face, you know, getting down and I don't want to say dirty, but, you know, very intimate with my fears, with my blocks, with the things that have stopped me. And it's only through the power of coaching and me hiring coaches, me having organizations that had a specialized, you know, one-on-one coach that helped me get to where I want to go. It's the only reason why I'm here today. So I highly recommend coaching, and particularly I love helping people who are lost, who are lacking clarity, who, you know, don't know what their direction is in life, who don't know what their purpose is in life. And I had a client and she came to me, she was doing social media marketing and she's like unfulfilled. She was not happy with the clients that she was coaching. She had to do all the work for them. She didn't feel like they were really invested in the process. And so I helped her clarify her purpose, clarify that she's a woman's empowerment coach because like she wanted to step into that role and coach her younger self, you know, who had had eating disorders and things like that, like that she could help her with. And she also started a show and she's interviewing people who have like millions of followers now because she was willing to step into her purpose and she was willing to start a show. And she also has her own TV show, which she got, you know, within the last like 6 months that I started coaching her. So it's like so incredible how much can transform with the power of a coach and showing up and just being willing to bear it all and just let go of the stories, let go of the blocks and let go of trying to do it right. Because oftentimes I tried to do it right with my coaches. I tried to have all the right answers. And if you show up trying to prove that you're enough or trying to do anything like that with your coach, you're not going to get where you want to go. So really surrender to the process and really allow your coach to dig deep and uncover the toxic roots, the stuff that might be holding you back, and then step into your power with the support and the encouragement and the championing that a coach like Emerald, like myself, deliver. Because that's what we're here for, to remind you how freaking powerful you actually are.
Beautiful. So Chris, just to make sure people are clear, I actually don't call myself a coach. I call myself a mentor because I think there's a difference between coaching and mentorship. And I also know that there's, you know, certification programs for coaches and all of those things, which I have not done, but I definitely agree with everything that you said, other than I just want to make that distinction. So I do want to ask you before we get to the end, because we're close to the end, one of the things that you just said, which I want to really bring home for people is, you know, you could have read books, you could have gone to events, you could have sat in a bunch of seminars, but it was the direct coaching that really made the quantum leap difference for you. And I think for some people who are listening, not maybe not all, because we have a pretty sophisticated audience here, but for some people who might be listening, my sense is that I'm hearing in my head them saying to themselves, yeah, I can't afford that, or, you know, that must be super expensive, or whatever the excuse that comes up for people a lot of times when they first have coaching brought into their awareness, or I can do this myself, you know? So if there's anything that you could contribute to those people who are in a place where they know they need some help and they need to make a choice that is going to be a positive, impactful, and profitable choice for them around getting help in whatever area it is, whether it's healthcare or business or entrepreneurship or whatever area where they're looking for that help. Can you talk a little bit, maybe just give one big, beautiful bite of advice around how to get over the money piece in their head and recognize what is on the other side of that investment?
Yeah. So there's, you either pay one of two prices, right? The pain of discipline or the pain of regret, right? So do you want to invest now and save yourself the time, the energy, and the money of trying to do it all on yourself, on your own, that could take you another 10 years or 20 years or who knows? Or do you want to give yourself the opportunity to for the fast track, for the, it's, I don't want to say shortcut, because I believe in life, you know, there's just be willing to invest the time and the energy and the money because it's going to pay off. And really focus on, if you hire someone, if you find someone who has the results that you want, or who can clearly and articulately describe your problem in detail and shows you a solution and says, here's how we can do it together, then you owe it to yourself to at least have a conversation with the person. You may not sign up. You may not be able to afford those rates. And that's totally cool. But at least you now have a plan. You have a strategy to say, well, I may not have the money now, but in 2 weeks I can have it. In 4 weeks I can definitely have it. Whatever that is for you, create that light at the end of the tunnel. Because until you do that, you're just sitting on the fence saying, I got a problem and I don't know what I should do. I don't know where I should go, blah, blah, blah. Start talking to people. Start having the conversation. See who you resonate with. send the message? Do you like how they respond to you? Do you like how they communicate with you? Well, then take the next step. Get into a conversation with them. If you don't feel like they respond, if it takes them a week to respond, then you know maybe they're not the right person for you. But if they respond quickly and if you resonate with them, you owe it to yourself to get into a conversation with them and trust. Trust the process. Trust that they have the solution. Trust that they can guide you. And again, one of the biggest challenges, especially for men, is being able to surrender to that process, to put your faith into something and allow that person to take you to where you want to go.
Mm-hmm. God, that was so beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So we are at the end already, and I want to let everyone know exactly, specifically, and precisely where you can get connected with Chris Burns and potentially and hire him to be your coach. Go to beyourgps.com, beyourgps.com. There you will find, I'm sure, a free gift for your pleasure, for you to learn some stuff about Chris and about specific areas where you might want to create a change. And I am also sure that you will find a place there where you can click a link and get an appointment to have a conversation with him, because it all starts with a conversation. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much again, Chris, for being on the show. I deeply appreciate you and all the energy and power and, yeah, commitment that you brought here. I love the 50 women challenge. I might have to challenge myself in that area to get 50 men's phone numbers. I don't know. I'm going to have to think about that one. I had a guy give me his card the other night. I was just out having fun, and he said, "Here, take my card." I was like, "Okay, I'll take your card." So maybe now I got to do something with that card.
That's right.
All right, beautiful man. Well, thank you so much. Listeners, we love feedback. Please let us know what you think of the show, or send in questions or guest suggestions to listeners at menonpurposepodcast.com. We might even give you a shout out on the show. Thanks for tuning in. Keep your ears open. And remember, you are magnificent men.
Yes, you are.
Thanks for tuning in, downloading, and listening. Be sure to review and rate Men on Purpose on iTunes and share with other men who can benefit from today's episode. Men on Purpose is the premier podcast series for informing, activating, and inspiring the leader who has made his money and knows that now is the time to make his mark. We welcome your feedback and guest suggestions and invite you to subscribe to our mailing list to be notified of each new episode at menonpurposepodcast.com.